I can sense that what you're trying to do here is to establish a Krishna conscious urban community where persons striving to have a Krishna conscious lifestyle can enliven each other, help each other, and give each other camaraderie. Although cities are full of people, they can be very lonely places. I always say that. Perhaps you know people who are considered to be the life of the party, but when you actually talk to them, they tell you they're very lonely and don't have any real friends. So today, in spite of so much communication, internet, and this and that and the other, people are more lonely than ever, and that's surprising. There's so much superficiality going on, superficial relationships, traditional families breaking down. People don't have any lasting relationships. Here, you can work with each other and help each other to advance toward the ultimate goal of life. Reach out to people who don't know about Krishna and seek to add value to their life, add spiritual value to their life. You're also demonstrating to people how they can practically live in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, people don't have a clue. What does it mean to be Krishna conscious? Do you shave your head? Do you put on strange clothes? What does it mean? So unless they see an example of how to practically live in Krishna consciousness, they'll think it's all nice philosophy, but they won't know how to apply it and won't be inspired to apply it. Human beings are social animals. So we require examples of how to live together as human beings. Also, we see that when people approach Krishna consciousness, because of the crazy nature of the times, they're often suffering from so many mental complexities and physical complexities because of having flooded their lives since the early teens with all sorts of explorations, shall we call it. And therefore that's taken a toll on their mind and their body. So generally by the time they're in their early 20s, that's when most people come to Krishna consciousness, they've damaged themselves physically and mentally through overdoses of sensuality, random sensuality, and so much drugs, alcohol. That really takes a heavy toll on the health. So most people require some kind of support culture that allows them to find their feet in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they look at the temple, and that's a long way away in their mind. Like, it's a big gulf to jump over. It's a big canyon. Like, it's like, I don't know if any of you have been to the Grand Canyon. No. All right, but you've seen pictures of it, right? So you can go to the edge of the Grand Canyon. You can see the other side, but in between, there's this big space. So similarly, many people, in approaching Krishna consciousness, they can see the other side. They can see, yes, there is the temple, but how do I cross the huge gap to get there in terms of my lifestyle? We're not talking about visiting, we're talking about lifestyle. In urban spiritual communities like you have here, people can see how they can improve. They can see the lay of the land, what they have to do to push ahead. So it's very important that we have these places. And an essential part of those places is experience guidance. How to go from point A to point B. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness can seem bewildering. Like, where do you start? How do you do it? how do you live in this materialistic world and be spiritual at the same time? But in a setting like this, it looks possible. You start thinking, yeah, I could do this. I could be like this. That's very important. And then no doubt some of you who have come along in such circumstances, in the future, hopefully the near future, you'll be helping others just as someone helps you. And that way the network expands. Also, it's easy for you to plug in here because it's not like a chain of command or hierarchy. It's more like a network, and in the network there are more experienced persons. So you're tapping into others' experience. And naturally, those with the most experience and knowledge, they're able to help more. All these reasons make it a very attractive setting for people to find themselves and to help find others. I'm very happy that this nice place, it's freshly painted, I hear. airy and spacious. It's cooler inside here than you would expect. Is that why they have the high ceilings? So I think that many of you considering pursuing a Krishna conscious lifestyle, you can see here that it is possible. Here, everyone is living tastefully. This camaraderie, and also everyone has a bit of space to sort themselves out. So I think more and more we'll see that people will want to plug in to this network, into this community. As society becomes more and more nuts, you're going to see more and more people coming forward to you, wanting to find some sanity. And you're going to have to be able to deal with them, understand the abuse that they've been through, the abuse they've done to themselves, and also abuse others have done to them. You have to be able to understand all that and administer the medicine of Krishna consciousness. So it's a very exciting work for the young and the old. Everyone can take part. And it's all centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and understanding Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion. In this way, you can clearly see what direction you can go in and why. That's very important. When I was at the loft yesterday, I was observing the guests, and I was wondering, how will they get from point A to point B? They're interested there. A few of them are opening up a bit. Yeah, I'd like to be more spiritual. Yeah, remember? You were there, yes? I think I'd like to do that. But then what? So you all here are showing them what comes next. How to live as a constructive member of a constructive spiritual community where there's reciprocation, support. Support's very important these days, especially as the working world becomes more and more intense, the competitiveness in the working world increases. You've got to work longer and harder, otherwise we'll outsource your job to India or Philippines. Upper-level managers often tell their employees, we're all in this together. We've all got to work together to bring down the costs, increase the efficiency. And then when it's time for the bonuses, it all goes to the upper level. Although we're all in it together, the bonuses never come down to the lower level. Many offices are like that. People are becoming so pressured. Maybe some of you here are old enough to remember the dream of the 40-hour work week, which was supposed to be reducing. In the 50s and 60s, that was the dream. 40-hour work week maximum and gradually reducing. And then there were so many articles in the newspaper in the early 60s. We'll have so much leisure time, we won't know what to do with it. That'll be the problem. We're going to need experts in leisure time because people are going to have so much of it. What happened? No, television was there then. What happened is that the workplace demands have increased so much. So everyone is promising that. The so-called market economy nations were promising leisure time. The socialist regimes of old, they were promising leisure time through Marxism. And no one got it either way. Even in laid-back Queensland, the pace has increased so much in the cities. So intelligent people are starting to wonder, what is the point of all this? What am I going to do with myself? And why? And it's important for them to meet persons who are in touch with the most extraordinary thing. There's no doubt that Krishna consciousness is the most extraordinary thing. It's the most extraordinary opportunity. So my advice to you about it is, get it while you can. Don't put it off another birth. Use this human form of life to get as much Krishna consciousness as you can. And use the experience of the devotee community here to enrich in your life. And see how it is possible to apply Bhagavad Gita in the contemporary context. That way you'll have confidence. You'll have persons to point out the usual pitfalls, usual misconceptions. So this is a very bold undertaking here, an exciting undertaking. And we're sure that it'll expand as the years go by. Just like the elder members, the community elders here, they're reaching out to help others. Similarly, the young ones in the community, the junior members, in the future they'll reach out. They'll be the elders. This way things go on and on. So we want to start this culture and perpetuate it. I thank you all for considering this opportunity. I know some of you are considering. Others have already availed yourself of the extraordinary opportunity. Any questions about anything? I didn't meet all of you last night. You weren't there last night, were you? Huh? You were across. Yes. Huh? Your name is?
Buana.
Buana. Okay. So you're practicing a little bit of Krishna consciousness or thinking about starting? That's good. Does it look possible? Yeah, I think so too. What might be a problem? Yeah. Does it conflict with your work or your studies?
No, I think that I'm too busy at work.
Work is demanding much of you. What do you do?
I'm a pathologist.
So, do you have a 40-hour work week?
No, it's 100 hours.
100 hours? Really?
So I work from 8 to 6,
sometimes 8 to 8. That's just the way it is, huh?
Yeah.
So if you want to be in that field, you have to work that kind of schedule.
Yes, yes,
you are.
Short,
so they put it all on you.
All of
do they increase your salary because of more hours? See, that's the thing. That's how it works these days. They just tell you, you just got to do the job, right? Hours are not a question anymore. Just do the job. Otherwise, there are others waiting for your job, right? All right. Yeah?
But I enjoy my work.
Still, you'd like some time for your spiritual practices. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And your name is?
Zoe.
Zoe. What is your portfolio?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, what do you teach?
English language.
For? At a private school. So it is a, is it a demanding job or? Mm-hmm. And the pay is okay? They want to keep good teachers, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So you're known as being competent in your field. You have to have a good disposition, a cheery disposition, and patience, right? Okay. It's the same with telling someone about Krishna. You have to have a cheery disposition. Why not? You're giving the best thing. That's why devotees are often very jolly. And you have to be patient also, because you're trying to give medicine to people who think they're healthy. Just try to do that. You're trying to give a cure to someone who thinks, I'm fine. You're practicing a little Krishna consciousness? Nibbling.
Yeah.
Getting ready to open your mouth and take a big bite, huh? I think so. Try it. It'll be good for you. Not that you have a lot to lose. What is your age?
25.
Now is the time to experiment. If you win, you win big. You will win. If you apply the process of Krishna consciousness properly, you'll win the biggest. We want that for everyone. But of course, not everyone is interested in something beyond the temporary pleasures of mundane life. But you have some higher aspirations, yes? You've tried the party scene and all that. And How long did it take you before you got weary of all that?
3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh. 3 or 4 years. If you want to understand what you're about to take a big bite into, you study the books. You have some of the books? Okay. You like to read? Well, you're also an action person who likes to be busy doing things. You like to observe, I notice. Well, if you're going to truly observe, you need eyes of knowledge. So you fill your head with Krishna conscious knowledge from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then you can watch and understand everything you see. When I was a young lad, around 14 years old, my father thought he was going to give me some essential advice. He told me, you just can't be a spectator. Life is not just for observing. Because I used to just watch people and try to understand why they were doing what they were doing. So he thought that he would do me a favor by telling me, you can't be like that. You've got to get into it. And my mother came in the room and said, just leave him. Just leave him. Leave him alone. And my mother walked out of the room and he started again. You know, you're 14 years old. You know what that means. There's a lot of nice girls out there. You should be getting your share. I said, but Dad, that's not very good, is it? That's not so nice, huh? Son, you've been listening too much to your mother. It's natural. So many nice girls out there. Get some experience, my boy. And I'll never forget the same conversation. He said, I have a younger sister. He said, about your sister, if you see any young men walking home with your sister, you immediately tell me. So I did a quick mathematical calculation and thinking, well, look, if all the fathers are telling their sons to, you know, sow the wild oats, and all the girls are supposed to be, you know, shielded and guarded, something's got to give. So I just said, well, Dad, you know, this doesn't make sense to me. They just said, well, you just have this idea that you are a spectator, you're an observer. I'm trying to get you into the middle of it all, where you can savor and relish and experience. We never agreed much. And your name is? Uten. Uh-huh. Huh? Germany. Oh, where? Ah. Are you traveling or staying here? Oh. Ah. Okay. How's it different from Germany? Yes. Although Germany's changing a lot, you know. Oh, how old are you? 32. Well, I used to live in Germany in the late 70s and mid 80s, and very different now. I was traveling 1 month this year in Germany, and everyone's not so rigid and stiff, you know. Yeah, they're loosening up. So you're familiar with some Krishna consciousness? Oh, good. Well, that's the way to experience it all for yourself. Huh? heart. Yeah. Well, it takes a while for the mind to become cleaned out and under control. But you got to begin somewhere, you know. Yeah, I agree. Mm. Well, you know, you get out what you put in. You get at least out what you put in. You'll get much more. I'm happy to hear that you've taken to the chanting. Hmm? Yes? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes. I'm glad to hear that. You're working here? Ah. I think you might grow some organic veggies in the backyard or something. And your boyfriend? What's your name? Dennis. And so you've acquired this nice young lady, and she's chanting Hare Krishna? Uh-huh. Mm. So, yourself?
I'm working out of tennis, doors and windows.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a normal week, 40-hour week.
Mm-hmm. Not too stressful. What is it you do again?
Building doors and windows.
Oh, in a shop.
Ah,
so you don't have to go, you don't go to people's homes. And, You've been practicing a little bit of Krishna consciousness?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the beginnings of some changes in Utan? Now, what do you see? Really? Ah. Mm. So already you're seeing the first signs of the benefits. Ah, do you know that, Utan? You know you saw all that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, me, I change countries sometimes every 2 days, so. Well, I guess, Utan, those are encouraging words for you to increase more. I think everyone else I know is.
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah, I drive a truck around Brisbane.
Mm.
And I just started going to Govinda's. Because I wanted to change a bit of lifestyle, cut out meat and things in my food, and cut out an amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
And different types of food. And then I started going to Govinda's. And I sat there internet, Hare Krishna.
Mm.
I just sort of pop along and listen to some lovely music here that they've been playing.
Ah. Yeah. Very good, you're welcome. I must add that, you know, persons like you are very special because it's not that common that a person of your age would choose to alter anything in life.
Ah, I'm trying to change things. I never did nothing with my life at all. Just kept on working all the time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
I don't know what Krishna is about either.
You don't know what Krishna is about?
No.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
You first meet Krishna with your tongue.
Oh, yes, I've met him.
Yeah, then you've met Krishna. Meeting Krishna begins with the tongue.
Yeah.
by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and tasting Krishna Prasad, food that's offered to Krishna.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, so you met Krishna, see? All right. Well, it's a pleasure meeting all of you in this tranquil environment. And we'll see some of you tomorrow. Is that so? Yes. We'll see. Maybe. You may not be there for the Sunday program.
I'm working those hours, too. I'm working. Just come from work now.
Ah.
Work again tomorrow.
All right. All right. So I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, and we'll have more music, nice spiritual food, nice discussions. All right. Well, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to meet you all in such a setting and see how I can feel how you all are nourishing each other, and I can feel the potential for a lot of support and care, and it's very gratifying to see that. You all are quite natural in what you're doing or about to do in terms of your spiritual progress in Krishna consciousness. So I'm just going to take lunch, and then I have to be back in Graceville and things like that. I look forward to talking with you all. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Oh.